Yeah, I had to get my brain back.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, July 21st, 2020, 10:30 a.m. We're on record as well as broadcasting over the internet. And we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Simcox.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? And I want to say this is a special prayer. He's an outstanding Lamar grad, coach, high school football at Central, BCP, Andrew Washington. I just found out he passed, to the Washington and Shoshone family. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you put your divine wisdom around each and every member of this court, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. More importantly, our whole family, all our employees. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those that have loved ones that's taking care of our democracy abroad. Help us be better citizens and help us make it through this pandemic. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me.
Let the allegiance of the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items on the first thing. Item A is consider and approve the fourth renewal year for Thompson and Router, Reuters, Westlaw, and Jefferson County for online access for the 252nd District Court to begin on September 1st, 2020 and end on August 31st, 2021. A total monthly cost of $180 for two users in accordance with the contract. Item B is consider and approve award execute received file professional services agreement with Tetra Tech Inc. Grant Administration Management Services for Community Development Block Grant Mitigation for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act, and two, Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3326. Item C is consider and approve execute receipt file change order number one with Southeast Texas Construction Corporation for the repair of Jefferson County Courthouse for Health and Welfare and Adult Probation Building. For waterproofing with Master Seal 750AA Elastomeric in the amount of $14,245.80 in accordance with the Choice Partners job contract. That motion on both items under purchase.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Simcox. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve place transfer for coal mine maintenance for capital replacements in the amount of $100,000. Item B is consider and approve place transfer for mid-county maintenance for replacement of two air conditioning units in the amount of $10,000. Item C is consider and approve place transfer for district clerk for purchase of two person cubicle, two chairs, and a scanner in the amount of $6,650. Item B, consider a budget transfer for district clerk for records of technology for the purchase of a scanner in the amount of $1,000. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 473-492-473-681. And B, addendum. Item F is consider approved budget transfer for road and bridge precinct 3 for additional costs for extra health and building in addition. Do you have a motion on those items under?
Somebody.
You got a G. You got a G.
Receive file financial and operating statements for county funds only 3 months ending June 30th, 2020. That motion on those. Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Commissioners, I'd just like to point to the two air conditioning units. Those are approximately installed in 2004 and no longer adequately cooling.
That's good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possible approval and authorize the county judge to extend the declaration of local disaster dated 3/13/2020, section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. That motion on that.
So
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Crawford and all. Any discussion?
Can we talk about this a little bit, Judge?
Sure.
I would hope that with this right here, we start to, one, find out the true numbers that we can get from, I guess, all of the other entities in the county. I don't know how we coordinate it, but every weekend I'm getting where a little frustrated. On Sundays, we may be doing better. On Mondays and Tuesdays, the numbers are going up. And I think if we have mixed messages going out to the public, it causes more headaches in the long run than possible. So I'm proposing that we try to get something together with all of these entities through our emergency management and have at least an update to us on Tuesdays where we'll know exactly what's going on.
Now we've got a new procedure for reporting and put together with Gabe Groves on the weekend, and you should be getting daily updates every day from emergency management, new format, and it will show you new cases, total number of cases, total recovered, lethality percentages, everything, you know, kind of a much easier to read format. So you should start getting that every single day now.
Okay. And like I said, I just want so we can talk on it, because I get questions and I'm like, hey, I don't know. Let me just be honest with you.
I pushed the first report out to the media this morning. Yesterday we were just trying to select colors of the graph to what was easiest to read, and so those will be being made publicly available. It'll be on the emergency management Facebook page.
Okay, thank you.
Right, and Judge, my biggest concern is the testing. I mean, you know, it's no fault of our local, but I think contract tracing, in my opinion, you know, just from studying what it's about, is almost a waste of time and money if you wait 3 and 4 or 7 days to get a test. I mean, we should put that money towards testing, getting the quick test or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I know you're involved, but I think when you contact trace on a person after 7 days, that person affected. And I think that's where the gap in this procedure is. I think we need to, you know, I know some people say they're getting them back in 3 days. I got an employee out right now. He doesn't have fever, but I say, look, just go get tested. I said, take off the next 3 days. He said, well, it may not come back for 4 or 5 days. I said, well, you stay off 4 or 5 days. But contact tracing, it's just a waste of money and time and energy if you let a person stay out 7 days and they, you know, moving around and different things.
Well, I mean, the problem is that state testing sites are using the FLAR laboratory analysis. The Abbott PCR fast tests that they have, there's just a limited availability of those. They've ramped up manufacturing, but you know, it's a little bit different than a hurricane. If a hurricane hits Jefferson and Chambers County, and you know, we got 6 counties involved, then the state's able to send all their assets here, and the federal government's able to send all their assets to a limited area. Because this is a nationwide problem, you know, those assets are being deployed by the federal government and the manufacturers of those test kits all over the country, and so we get limited amounts, and there's just no way we're going to get enough to give everybody that's tested the 1 hour test, 1 hour results. And so we're just going to have to make do with what we have. We had a meeting yesterday with some hospital representative, the Acadian Ambulance, the representative of UTMB that takes care of the Styles unit, federal prisons here and everything. I am concerned about the impact that the positive cases on the prisons have on the hospital here and their ability to serve the public in general conversations with Chief Kidd at the Texas Division of Emergency Management last night. We're going to talk again today. I've called the Executive Director of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice several times. If you look at our numbers and on CEDRAC, you know, we've been running right at ICU capacity.
Yep.
We had surge planned to put additional patients at another facility. I learned yesterday that that facility is already almost full of COVID patients. Now, to be fair, the COVID population in the ICU is running around 50-55% of total ICU beds. There's still people that have critical needs that are not COVID related. So I think the hospitals have done an admirable job of expanding capacity. The nurses and doctors have been working themselves to death with very little time off. And the problems they're having now is staffing. But, you know, they're wanting to expand capacity, but trying to find nurses when there are other parts of the country where you go and get paid $10,000 a week has been proven a challenge. Texas Division of Emergency Management has also stepped up. They're recruiting staff and have been filling some of the staff needs at the hospital, so we're thankful for that work. But it's kind of an unprecedented event, and we're trying to manage it as best we can, taking on all the problems that exist.
Question, Judge. One question, and that is, I guess you said about the prison system. What I read, we are leading the state in cases in our area. I know the prison system have nurses, and wouldn't it be prudent that we try to get through the governor, through the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, get some nurses down here to help doing that? Because that's putting a strain on our system,
that's
no question.
That's what's going to continue my conversation with Chief Kidd today about. They were full at the Stiles unit. I think they have 10 ICU beds, is what they said. They were full. One of our area hospitals already has 10 Stiles unit prisoners in it. I mean, they have 20 guards there. And so it's not the best of circumstances. We'll do everything we can to try to remedy that and make sure. Sheriff.
Real quick, too, Judge, I want to say thank you for putting that information out about being a Class B misdemeanor. I think that needs to be emphasized that if you're positive and you're out in the public, and I promise you, I'm going to turn you in. I know it's HIPAA laws and all that, but I will confidentially call someone. And I think that's where contact tracing is going to be best used.
We have seen
severe penalties for these people that ignoring being positive, you know, it's dangerous. It is dangerous. It makes no sense. And we need a prosecutor.
We haven't seen any sustained downward trend in the number of positives being reported. If you watch Dr. Joshi's epidemiological reporting, but when I'm out in public at the grocery store, see that 99.9% of the people are being cooperative with the mask order. So I got to believe that the new positives are coming from family and social gatherings of large groups of people where they're not adhering to the mask order because they're among people they know. And so I think that calls for renewed vigilance on the part of our community and making sure that they avoid those large gatherings as social animals that we are, particularly here in Southeast Texas.
So, Judge, I heard you say you talked to Chief Kidd today, and so John and I were going to try to meet with you today. You know, we did the mass testing at the jail. We got 90 more cases, I think, of inmates, which brings us, you know, almost 200 inmates, and we still have tests pending. The good news is the first group, we're starting to get some negatives on the first group, so hopefully we're starting to flatten out there. But what I would ask, when you talk to Chief Kidd, we're going to need some help have over 40-something corrections officers who are out. We called our law enforcement officers who have corrections license to try to get them to come in and work. Our folks are working over 20 hours at a time now, and so we're getting to, you know, crisis level where we don't have, you know, enough people. The other thing, you know, we're getting folks who have been positive, but their doctors are still saying they can't come back to work even though they're testing negative. And so we may need to explore other incentives to get people back to work that can't come back to work. It's getting pretty dire. And so when you talk about getting nurses and medical staff, you know, we need some corrections officers now.
Okay, Mike, you want to work with Schauberger on STAR? He has to do it.
Just turn your mic on. So.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it under human resources. We have one item to consider possibly approved granting intent to leave without pay for up to 90 days for a Bobby Nelson employee of the Sheriff's Department.
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Holmes, seconded by Commissioner Sandell. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We do not have a forum for next week, so we will not be having a court. Is there any department that has any emergency needs or anything, except that we might need to call a meeting for later in the week or anything of that nature? If not?
Judge, I want one other question, and I guess it's about the school districts. Are the school districts having any contact with the emergency management about this, any coordination?
No, their coordination is really coming from Texas Education Agency.
Okay.
That's who's making the decision with respect to schools, although those local boards also have some flexibility. All right.
Also, Judge, we lost a great leader. He's one of my inspirations for getting into politics, Congressman John Lewis. I tell people a lot of times what's missing in politics today is states and keep that to work on both sides of the aisle and respected on both sides. I think he stood for what was right. He was one of my, I posted that he's one of the biggest, proudest moments when I was able to sit down and speak with him about, you know, some of the things he was involved in. And I think that's what's missing in politics, you know, respect from on both sides of the aisle. Disagreeing but not being disagreeable. And I think we're going to miss him, and I won't publicly say that. I know I will. Thank you.
Head to
him. Is there any member of the public online who wishes to take part in this public comment here? There's apparently three people online, and if you want to engage in public comment section, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. No public comment. We'll move on. Any member of the Commissioner's Court or any elected official has anything they wish to offer before we close? And I want to thank you, Alex, for providing the members of the court with this information about the leases that have been entered into out of the airport in the last couple of years. The truck has been growing, so. If nothing further, then we are adjourned.
We have a workshop, huh?
Good luck.
11 o'clock. We have 11 o'clock.